Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a technology presentation from November 2016. Ms. Friederike Lehmeyer, Development Engineer, Technical Textiles and Industrial Fabrics, Leister Technologies AG presents Future in Textile Welding, New Seam Technologies.
Hello everybody, good afternoon. Thank you for coming to my presentation. Today we are on a textile fair and we are interested today in textiles. And the next 45 minutes, I will talk about textiles, but I will talk about a new technology, how to connect textiles. My topic is for today, the future of textile welding, a new seam technology, laser welding. Before I start, a little overview about my agenda. First, you may not have heard the company Leister before in context to textiles, so it's a new business for us, so I'll give you a little overview about the company. Then, maybe you're not familiar with the laser technology, so I will inform you a little bit about the basics, which are important for laser welding. And also here on Textile Fair, for sure, I will talk about materials which are weldable with the laser. I will give you a little overview about our prototype of the laser seam welder. And seam properties are pretty important, so this will be also a topic. And some things in the product development process should be changed when using laser welding, so I will talk about that. In the end, I will close to some fields of applications and have a little outlook. So please enjoy my presentation. Some short words about the company Leister. We do have a chairwoman, it's called Christiane Leister. We are a big company, not that small. We are 670 employees all over the world. We are based in Switzerland, in the very middle of Switzerland. It's not a big market in Switzerland, so we do have 98% of export. And we do have a market presence in over 125 countries. So here you see the three locations in Switzerland, which are only 2 minutes far away from each other. But not only in Switzerland we are based, we are also based in China, in Germany, in the US, in Japan, India, Benelux, and Italy. So here just a map about the big dots are where we are located all with our companies, and we also have sales entities and distributors all over the world. And with this, we support people all over the world to use our gear properly. Little history, so we are also not a young company. It was established in 1949 by Carl Leister. The beginning was classical principle with plastic welding, not laser, it was later on. The very beginning was a vacuum cleaner. So in the end, the system was changed to blow hot air. In 1967, we started with process heat. In 1998, the laser plastic welding started. We also have another company, it's called Axitris, which is doing gas detectors and micro-optics. Later on in 2004, you maybe have seen this gear already in the do-it-yourself applications, Veldi was established. So this sounds maybe not really familiar to you, but I guarantee you that every day you come in contact with Leister gear. In part of plastic welding, for instance, have you ever been to Bangalore in India? This roof of the airport is welded with our gear. Another application which is really popular right now, or have been really popular, is the new NEAT tunnel. There, the inside was welded with our equipment. Another application, for instance, is here this artificial wakeboard area in the USA, which is also welded with Leister equipment. Now the winter time is coming, it will be colder and you need to heat. So therefore, we offer in process heat part, we offer igniters to ignite pellets. And maybe some ladies today in the morning got in touch with Leister when they apply a lipstick. The surface is smooth as with Leister gear. We also have systems to shrink labels around classes. So these are all things of our daily life where Leister is presented. And a very, which later on my topic on more, and slice the plastic welding. Here you see also a textile production and some technical applications later is already. We also do a lot in part of medical application. And here you see the backlight of a car, which is also laser welded. Or if you have an iPhone, there are also some parts which are welded with our equipment. This company, Axetus, also belongs to the Leister Group. They are mostly focused on sensors. But now I will start with the proper topic, talking about laser welding. You maybe are pretty familiar with normal bonding technologies. For instance, you use hot air as a standard technology, or you are familiar with ultrasonic, or you also may use already laser cutting. But laser welding is a little bit different between all these technologies. This is the basic system, how laser welding is working. We do have an infrared laser beam, which is penetrating through the infrared transfer textile. The other part is an infrared absorbing textile, and the seam is starting in between the two layers. This means that the outside of the surface is completely not destroyed. The seam is only in the middle. In comparison to other welding technologies or bonding technologies, no additional adhesive is necessary. Or it's also a very soft and technology because you do not harm the fabric completely. That's how I define laser welding. Good quality seams require a not infrared absorbing textile and are infrared absorbing textiles. Later on, I will talk more about what means infrared absorbing and not absorbing. During the laser welding process, the laser energy percolates the not absorbing textile layer and transformed in the absorbing textile into energy. Both layers are melted together on a molecular level. This is the very basic about the laser welding with a diode laser. May I want to talk more about what does it mean, infrared absorbing or not absorbing? Maybe you do not pay the attention to this topic before. So absorbing means gaining energy. That means if you have a pen that has a black leg on the one side and a white leg on the other side, you get laying in the sun and you really feel that the black leg will get warmer than the white one. But the sun is not an infrared source. So for the laser, the laser don't see the difference between the black leg and the white leg because we are here. This is where our eye is seeing colors from 400 nanometers until 700 nanometers. There we have the vision that this is black and this is white. But our laser is working on a longer wavelength, on 940. There are also shorter wavelengths, for instance the UV, but we are in this area. So this makes it a little bit complicated, or just it forces to think a little bit different, to think, oh, is the laser this material is seeing or not? This is the one thing. You need one infrared absorbing textile and one not absorbing textile. If you have two not absorbing textiles, you can put it under the laser as long as you want, nothing will happen. This is also pretty interesting because, for instance, you can put some tape on it and the tape will not glue on the fabric. Another rule beside this absorbing, not absorbing principle is yet it's necessary to weld equal polymers. So it's not working to weld, for instance, a polyester and a polyamide together. It's possible to weld a polyester and a polyester together, polyamide and a polyamide, or polypropylene and a polypropylene. mixtures with spandex or elastan or how they are called another problem at all. You can weld mixtures with 80% polyester and 20% elastan. It's not a problem at all. You also can weld with this principle equal thermoplastics. It would be possible, for instance, to weld your pet drinking bottle on your t-shirt. So that's not a problem because these are equal polymers. But now getting a little bit more into the fabrics, because you are here on a fabric fair and we talk about fabrics today. And you ask, it sounds a little bit crazy, how we can get fabrics which are working for the process, because normally you don't ask, is this a laser absorbing or not? Why? There's several possibilities. One possibility is you can take your fabrics you every time use, and you can apply absorber in the process before, just on the places where you want to have the seam. Another technology is to have a printed textile and the ink is, for instance, absorbing. Another technique is to dye a fabric with absorber. This direction. To dye fabric with absorber. And the technique why I'm here today is the fabric itself is infrared absorbing. I work for machinery industry, but I'm here today on this textile fair to find textiles which are itself infrared absorbing. We tested, I think, already over 1,000 fabrics or even more. So all these three possibilities how you can activate laser energy in a seam are possible. But at the moment, this one is the very best and the most easiest. So, and the cleanest technology. So we mostly go for that. There are special infrared absorbers available, but the chemistry industry is more or less focused on standard plastic welding and not on textiles. So I think there will be a development in future also for special infrared absorbers of textiles, but at the moment it's not the target market from the chemistry industry. So the easiest and the best results you get even with fabrics which are itself infrared absorbing. So when you think now about black and white, that's right at all. For instance, this is a laser seam, there's one black and one white, so it's easy to understand absorbing, not absorbing. But the system with infrared and not infrared, laser seams are also possible between black and black. Because one black can be laser absorbing and another one not. So black garments are possible to weld. I have already a little material collection which is possible for laser welding, but there's, as you see, there's not that much inside. So that's the aim today, to fulfill this material catalog, to make it also much easier for you if you want to use the technology, that you have a basic what you can use. Just some short sentence about our laser machine. Leicester's producing big machines for laser welding, like workstations in 2D, like RoboSystems in 3D. There are different opportunities, but at the moment, in my department, we are also focusing to build a laser machine which is like a sewing machine, which looks like a sewing machine, so that you are used to use these setups and you do not need to learn how a robot is working. We have a prototype at the moment. The machine is working. You can do prototypes of garments with the machine. That's not a problem. If you're interested, some technical data about the machine. At the moment, it looks really similar to an ultrasonic. As I mentioned several times, we use a diode laser. It's fiber coupled on 940. The maximum power is 40 watt. We have a special, Leicester's very special for optical system. So this, we have a special patented roller optics which is used in there. We can go for weld width from 4 to 6 millimeters, and we can go very slow to very fast. But sure, this you think, okay, with a hot air machine, I put in my temperature and 40 watt. What does it mean? You think that it is 40 watt, how much power you need really depends from the optical properties of your fabric. But this machinery is not usable for textile production right now. It can be used for doing prototypes, but we are still working on making a machine what people really want to use in a production. So talking about seam properties, I mentioned that there's no glue inside, that you do not need any thread for a laser seam. So you might have any doubt that this will not be strong enough. So it sounds like that. You have here a standard suit flat look seam from a t-shirt. I don't know which company it is. And I have here a laser seam. And I try, and I'm not able to tear it apart. Yesterday, I gave it to my colleagues, and they manage, if they push like that, they manage to tear it apart. But I, by myself, if I do like that, I'm not able. Just that you believe that my figures I show you next, they are not, they are real. We do standards seem, we do standard testing with a sample size of 5 centimeters to 10 centimeters. We do have 3 samples of each, and before the test, we wash them 3 times with 60 degrees. And that's a comparison. Here in this chart, I compared a bonded seam, an ultrasonic seam, a laser seam, and this standard flat look seams. From a textile which is elastic knitwear out of 80% polyester, 20% elastan, and of a weight of 240 grams per square meters. With a bonded seam, we do have a maximum force of 240 newtons and the elasticity of 149. The ultrasonic seam had very bad performance, and the laser seam is close to the bonded seam. The flat look seam has higher forces. For sure, there's much more material inside the seam. When you imagine, the laser seam is really close to the bonded seam, but there's no adhesive in between. So maybe after 10 times or 20 times washing, the values of the laser seam will be even higher than the bonded seam, because we do have a molecular connection between the fabrics. So the adhesion is really high. But lab tests are nice, and we are doing it quite a lot to get to know about our seam properties. What is also really important for us is doing a practical test. So at the moment, out of the fabrics I also showed here, we welded several sports bras. And we are still doing a practical test with them. The test is already running for 6 weeks with a handball team nearby our location. The former Swiss running champion is using the bra, and also someone who's going the fitness class. They're using the bras in 6 weeks, washing them 2 to 3 times per week, and they are still happy with that. So it really works also in the practical. For us, it was really important that we do not do the lab test. It's nice and it's necessary and it's good, but we also want to have the feedback of the final user who is wearing the laser seams. I'm not finished, I will continue, sorry. okay, it was just a little break from my voice, but I will continue now. Okay. In the movie, you have seen a little bit how does it work, which all the steps you go to develop a product. Okay, I need to say we are still a machine producer, but if we will start with a really new technology, we need to present our customers products. If we just show them on a flat seam, it looks like nothing. So for us, it's important to develop products, even to know what our machine needs to do. You're maybe more familiar with product developing process in textile than myself, but maybe when I explain you now the process, you see some little differences with the textiles when you want to use laser welding. So first, you decide, or your boss says you which product you need to develop. That's the first decision. And then you decide, okay, it will be a really tight fit, close to the body wearing thing. So you decide, then laser welding would be a good thing. So you choose the technology laser welding, and then you know you want to choose this technology. As I mentioned, the textiles, you can't not take every textiles and sew them somehow together. You need to pay some attention which textiles. You decide which textiles you want to use, which are fitting for the process. And then, in the end, you need to design, have an idea how this thing should look, and think about the workflow. It's like welding the product first in your head and then do it in a real life. And after welding it in your head, you need to know, oh, here I need the seam allowance, there and there I need the seam allowance here. Then you do the pattern design. And with this, you go to the production. Sounds really easy, and I think there are some things I'm missing, but it was more or less to that you get a clue that it's in this part, deciding the textile decision is really close together with the technology decision. Some fields of application you also have seen in the movie. You can do just these overlapping seams wherever you want. So very nice application. You also can do like this fold over welding elastics on a fabric. Or you also can, the sample I show here is a hybrid seam. I mentioned in the beginning you can weld your PET plastic drinking bottle on your t-shirt if it's booth polyester. It's like that. So this is polyester and this is polyester, and that's how to show a hybrid connection. So maybe today is the first time you heard about this technology, and now you may ask how it should go on, so it's not, no production is producing laser welded products. I'm here today to develop a good networking with textile producers. We still have some very good partnerships in the textile industry, but it's important for us to go on further partnerships. And we can do products, laser welded products in our lab, but it's not the same like you do that. You do it every day and you know more about how to do it, and we will get that you get a clue how products can look like, but in the end we're really searching for partners who wants to develop a product which include laser welded seams. It does not mean that the complete product needs to be laser welded. That doesn't make sense. So therefore, we are looking for partners who are not just interested in the topic, they really want to do things in this part. And I mentioned we have a prototype, but we will go on further development of a prototype. We will have a real machine in the end, what you want to use. So if you are interested in the topic and you can imagine that you want to get further information with that, please contact us to our email address project@leister.com. And if you have any further questions, please feel free to ask. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabrics Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to performancedays.com. Copyright November 2016 by Designer Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.